It really didn't take scientists to figure out that we often feel better when there are animals around. We wouldn't have all these cats and dogs otherwise. But the therapeutic effects of animals are not limited to the smaller, fuzzy ones. Witness the use of horses in a number of therapy programs for a number of situations, like the program known as Riding Beyond, which pairs up horses and women recovering from breast cancer. Trish Broersma is the founder of that program and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Trish, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about yourself and your own experiences with horses. This goes way back, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm really a lifelong horse person. In fact, some people say I am a horse, but we won't go into that. About 25 years ago, I heard about therapeutic riding as I was teaching riding and training horses, and I immediately knew that this was something I was called to do, so to speak. And so for a number of years, I ran two therapeutic riding programs, took them both to premier accredited status with PATH International. And more recently, the last 10 years, I've been teaching around the country and internationally work that I do called Journey Horse. And just a little over a year ago, I actually heard about a program similar to what I've developed into Riding Beyond. And I felt like this was the opportunity I was looking for to bring something to the local community here. I was wanting to offer what I do here locally instead of just elsewhere.
When you talk about the ways in which you have run programs using horses for therapy before, what were the general circumstances for which people were needing therapy?
Well, initially, I was in a fairly traditional therapeutic riding setting for people with disabilities, children especially, but also adults, cerebral palsy, stroke victims, accident. We had a number of men who'd had motorcycle accidents as a rehabilitation. And amazing things would happen with children. We had a six-year-old boy, or I guess he was like 6 years old, start to talk for the first time as a result of riding, and all kinds of things like that, where children, it really accelerates their development to be on the back of a horse. The rhythmic side-to-side, back-and-forth rotational motion has all kinds of neurological benefits as well as physical benefits. And more recently, people, especially psychotherapists, there's thousands of them now, and coaches as well, utilize horses in their work because horses have such high sensing abilities about what's going on in interaction. They can pick up on the subtext, on things that are unsaid. And that's part of their birthright, how they survived in the wild, by being able to pick up on subtleties in what was going on around them. So with a coach or therapist, they pick up on things, and that provides all kinds of wonderful fodder for talk. And
It's interesting, though, that it is a riding sort of thing, though. It's not just like having therapeutic dogs and cats around, you know, things you can pet and lay your hands on. This really is more of a partnership.
There is a physical partnership in terms of being on the horse's back. But a lot of the work I do increasingly doesn't actually involve getting on the horse. Many of the benefits can be attained by just being near the horse. A lot of the research in the last few years has been able to document why that's true. And it has to do with the size of the animal, that the horse's heart is bigger, and they're bigger in a lot of ways, but in particular, their heart is bigger so that their heart has a slower heartbeat. And the energetic result of that is that they have an energy field that we can measure that extends out about 60 feet around them. And like returning veterans from war time may have an accelerated heartbeat as a result of PTSD. And just by working with a horse, not even getting on the horse, but working with the horse, their heart rate entrains with the horse's heart rate so that they experience these feelings of calm and peace and well-being that come with a coherent, slower heart rhythm. And it actually has long-lasting benefits for them.
Trish Broersma is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Her program is called Riding Beyond. It pairs up women who are breast cancer survivors and horses. So how have you run the program once already? I mean, have you had some people run through Writing Beyond already?
Yes. We started last September with a pilot program just to kind of test the waters here, and it was really successful. And so we've started our 2014 program, which is I consider like our full program. We had our first session in June and just finished it last week with four women, and we're starting again next week, and we're looking for some women to join us next week. The program is free. We also have volunteer training this Sunday morning, and we are looking for people who might want to join us for that as well, from 8 to 12, and we're in the shade, and working with horses. And if anyone's interested, they can go to writingbeyond.org and get the details.
Writingbeyond.org. Mm-hmm. And so what actually goes on then? I mean, in a day's session or so, mm-hmm. what sorts of things will the women be doing with the horses?
Yes. Well, the initial activity, which may seem very simple but is amazingly powerful, is just touching a horse, having the horse greet you and extend their nose and head to greet you, and then to touch a horse, maybe groom. That's very powerful, especially for some people, like women recovering from breast cancer treatment, often don't want to be touched or to touch others. And to touch an elegant, beautiful animal who's very receptive and interested is often very life-changing, that in itself. Then we also practice being on a horse by climbing up on a barrel that's the same height as the horse, and practicing what that feels like before we actually get on the horse's back. Although we actually do the program with people who are not able to get on the horse's back and attain the same results. So women who may have physical reasons for not climbing up there on the horse can participate in the program as well, in which we do other activities that have to do with working with the horse in a small area.
And so how many women have been through the program so far?
So far we've had six women through the program. We're looking to work with a total of 36 by the end of September. And we're especially encouraging the listeners here to reach out to people they know who have had breast cancer treatment, and even in the last few years, because women report that they have many lingering issues from the treatment that they may not realize they can get benefits from this program for those lingering issues.
The six women who were the pioneers in Writing Beyond, were they all fairly horse-savvy people? Or?
Actually, none of them have been.
Really?
I think in some ways that makes it more powerful for them. They're astonished at what they can experience with being around a horse. And many of our volunteers, however, of course, have horse experience, and many of them also were breast cancer survivors, and they know the power of being around their own horses, and they want to share it with others.
And so the ones who have not been around horses before, and you mentioned none of them had been, I mean, was it a certain amount of introductory time? You know, I mean, people who haven't been around horses,
yes,
can be somewhat,
yeah,
shy about approaching an,
absolutely,
animal so big. You know, sudden movements of the head or hooves or anything startle somebody. So, I mean, talk to us about that,
yeah,
process
well,
of getting acquainted.
Definitely take it according to each person's pace and their wishes. We demonstrate it with, you know, like I show what it's like to approach a horse. You know, if they don't feel comfortable, it's always about safety, that's for sure, then we don't necessarily need to go in and touch the horse the first session or two. I've had, in therapeutic riding, I had people where I had to bring the horse out to the car and they barely roll down the window, as, you know, that'd take a few weeks before they even come into the barn, much less touch the horse. And so I'm, you know, we just break it down to whatever is the first step for that person.
Hmm. And what sorts of effects, I mean, the six people who took the program the first time, and how did they feel when they left Writing Beyond?
Well, they're generally pretty ecstatic about it. We have posted on our website their testimonials about their experience and pictures of what they experienced. Life-changing things. One woman last year talked about how Mystic has become a lifelong companion for her, even now.
Mystic is the horse?
Yes. Even now, months later, she checks in. It's like she's a constant companion with her, and that she had no idea a horse could offer that sense of unconditional love and a companion to help her with her grief and physical issues as she's continued treatment. Another woman just last week was showing me where she has persistent pain in her arm all the time, and Mystic reached over and just gently touched her arm there, and in the next few minutes, she was up on the horse, and she said, "Wow, I don't have any pain." And she said that lasted for several hours. And so things like that make it very rewarding for us to work with women and convince us of the long-lasting effects of it. So,
how can you afford to offer Riding Beyond for free?
Well, we are asking for gifts from the community. We've been actually involved in a funding campaign through Indiegogo and just in general asking for gifts. And we're about halfway there on our budget. We've raised, in the last couple of months, we've raised $12,000. But we're looking for a lot of small donations. And the Indiegogo campaign is over, but there's a donate button on our website that we just ask if everyone gave $20 or even $10 or $15, we'd have everything we needed and more. So,
for the folks who don't know, Indiegogo is sort of like Kickstarter, right? The same general sense of things. Yeah, another guest introduced us to the concept of Indiegogo a few weeks ago.
Crowdfunding,
absolutely. Is it just the horses that seems to work in a setting like this, or is it also the companionship with other women in the same circumstances?
Well, that surely helps. We all work together. It's really a sweet gathering in a circle, so to speak, of women supporting one another. The volunteers participate quite a lot in what we do, the activities. But the participant, it's one-on-one, is the one who actually gets on the horse. But we do a lot of sharing and storytelling, yes.
And tell us again how long the whole session goes on from start to finish in time.
It's a four-week session. Women come for each time a little over an hour each time. And we also have a one-day session in August and one in September where they come for 4 hours for similar benefits.
All right, so 4 weeks or the one-day crash course, I guess.
Yeah, right. And it's on a weekend. The four-session program is during the week on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, but the all-day session's on the weekend for people who are not able to do that other.
Is it about where you hoped it would be? Is Riding Beyond doing the things you wanted it to do?
Wow, it's gone way beyond my expectations, actually. I think with the community support, the people who have gathered around wanting to help, and also with the engagement of my horse, who a couple of years ago, you never could have convinced me that she would be so talented in this work. But she's always been very sensitive and interactive, so looking back on it, I can see that she had that talent. And so
you can find out more at ridingbeyond.org. Trish Broersma is the founder of Riding Beyond and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Best of luck with the next set of sessions. Thanks for joining us, Trish.
Thank you. My pleasure.